Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
Today, I want to read from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, beginning in verse 46. Then they came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called to the blind man, "Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," said Jesus, "your faith has healed you." Immediately, he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. Well, each day, the blind man, Bartimaeus, would wake up, put on his beggar's cloak, pick up his tin beggar's cup, and head for the streets of Jericho. He would spend the day sitting alongside the street, crying alms for the blind as the crowd passed by. His definition of a good enough day was a tin cup with some coins in it. But this day was to be a day where Bartimaeus would learn God was more than a God of just good enough. When he woke up, Bartimaeus felt that it had the potential to be a better day than ever. Jericho was a beautiful town, and today a large crowd of returning pilgrims were on their way to Jerusalem for the Passover. More coins in his tin cup, he thought. He also heard that Jesus would be there on his way to Jerusalem. Despite his life begging on the street, blind each day, there was something, though, deep within inside him that made him believe that he was more than just a tin cup beggar. But like many of us, blind Bartimaeus doubted and underestimated the possibilities of a really good day and of a really good life. He heard the commotion in the distance and realized that Jesus was coming his way. He had to see him. He knew of Jesus and had heard of all the miracles he had performed. This could be a life-changing opportunity for him. This day could be a difference making moment, he believed. He shouted to get Jesus' attention. He called Jesus the Son of David because he believed Jesus was the long-awaited Messiah, even though the religious leaders and the Pharisees who witnessed Jesus' miracles with their own eyes didn't believe that. The crowd didn't like Bartimaeus screaming out, but he screamed out anyway. And Jesus hears him, stops, and says to the others to call him here. Then the crowd calls to Bartimaeus, "Hey, cheer up, he's calling you." So Bartimaeus throws off his cloak, jumps to his feet, and comes to Jesus. Not an easy maneuver, if you stop and think about it, for a blind man in the middle of a crowd. And when he got to Jesus, Jesus asked him this question, "What do you want me to do for you?" Bartimaeus responded, "Rabbi, I want to see." And Jesus said, "Go, your faith has healed you." Immediately, his sight was restored, and he followed Jesus along the road from Jericho toward his final destiny in Jerusalem. Not a bad day for a blind man looking for just good enough and hoping to fill his tin cup with a few coins. He ends up with more than he ever expected, and with his sight restored, he then follows Jesus to Jerusalem. He knew something was different. And he began to see that Jesus was much more than a God of just good enough. In this encounter, Jesus saw that this tin cup beggar believed. The Reverend Billy Graham reminded millions of people during his lifetime, all around the world, time and time again, in crusades and conferences, one-on-one with people, that we are not called to understand God, the why and the how of all he does. Our finite minds are too limited to understand the workings of the infinite mind of God. But Reverend Graham always said that we are simply called to believe. And blind Bartimaeus believed. He didn't understand it all, but he believed that this was the Messiah and he could make him well. He believed that Jesus could do more than just fill his tin cup this one day in his life. He believed Jesus could fill his life to overflowing, that he could live a life that was more than just good enough. And in that faith, he went to Jesus and he asked for it. He believed in the life that Christ created him for and wanted him to live, and he asked for it. What about us? What about you and me? Are we like Bartimaeus, believing as we go through life? Or are we like the Pharisees who didn't believe as they watched Jesus in his ministry? How many of us are bold in our faith, like Bartimaeus, in our belief in Christ and all he wants to do for us? How many of us get up each day with a bold view of God, believing as our feet hit the floor that this will be a good day with God, like every day can be? Or do we have a tin cup mentality, so to speak, accepting where we are, life as it is, underestimating what Jesus can do with our lives, unable to see the life that God has set before us and created us to live in the time that we have left? Or do we believe that Jesus wants more for our lives and we're ready to go with him into all he created us to be? We know Jesus is here. We've seen evidences of him all around. We've read about him in God's word. We know what happened. We've listened to sermons. We've listened to devotionals like this. Maybe even asked and accepted him into our lives as our Savior, assuring our eternal place in heaven after we leave our temporary home here. But too many days, we go through life on our own, not allowing him to lead, heading out on our own, blowing by him, saying, I've got it. Maybe doing some good stuff in the world. That's great. While Jesus, though, waits patiently for us to follow him. He knows who you are. He knows who I am. And he seeks out each one of us, just as he sought out Bartimaeus. Think about that. He is aware of our needs. And so he asks us, you and me, every day, the very same question he asked blind Bartimaeus. What do you want me to do for you? Stop for a moment and think about that. Listen, the risen Christ is asking you. He's grabbing you and me by the shoulders, looking us in the face, and asking us that question every day of our life. What do you want me to do for you today, Scott? What do you need, John? What do you want your life to be like, Pam? And what's our response? Is it a timid tin cup response, like, oh, just a few coins would be good right here in my tin cup. Thank you, Lord. Or is it bold? Asking God to help you to be all you can be. Things God stands ready to do and only which he can do to help and to guide you to live the life that he created you to live, to have the impact that no one else can have, to leave a legacy of good in the world day by day. Do you ask to be healed? Have your sight restored, or the dream long held in your heart fulfilled? What bold request should you ask of him? Look, standing right there in front of you and right there in front of me, every morning of every day, is the God of all creation, the Lord of lords and the King of kings, the Messiah, all-knowing, all-powerful, and everywhere. He went to the cross and rose to life, leaving behind an empty tomb. It's proven. Everybody tried to disprove it, and all they were able to do is prove it. It happened. They're assuring each of us then who believe in him of an eternal life of hope with him. And he is asking you and me, just like he asked Bartimaeus, what do you want me to do for you? Fill in your name. Do we respond to him with a tin cup mentality? Oh, just a few coins would be good, Lord. Thanks. Or do we respond boldly, believing in who he is and in what he wants for us in life? And that's how he wants us to respond. What do you need him to help you with in your life? What areas of concern are you carrying all alone? What is it that needs his healing touch? What do you need help with? Something that you're struggling with, that has a hold on you, a grip on you, and you can't shake it. Jesus is standing there saying, let me help you. Let me in. Believe I can help you with that. Which of your loved ones needs a special encounter with him? What path do you need him to help you walk? What areas of your life do you want him to help you have a greater impact for good on in the world and on others. The impact that he created you and only you to have in the world, that's what he wants you to do, and that's what he wants to help you with. What do you need? Ask him. What do you want your life to be like? Ask him. Notice one more thing that Bartimaeus did after Jesus did what he asked. Bartimaeus followed him. My friends, look, Jesus is standing right there in front of you and right there in front of me saying, what do you want me to do for you? Fill in your name. He went to Jerusalem, to the cross, and left an empty tomb so you and I can have life abundant here and throughout eternity with him. What do you want me to do for you? He asks. What will you say to him? Let me pray for us. Father, thank you. Thank you for the reminder. It's every day you remind us of this, that you are right there with us, and we know it, Lord. Help us not to just blow by you anymore. Grab us by the shoulders, look us in the face, and say, what do you want me to do for you, Scott, or whomever? Fill in your name. Thank you, Lord. And then we believe and we know that you are there. Help us to boldly ask and to move forward and, like Bartimaeus did, follow you every day of our lives. Thank you, Lord. We'd ask those folks that you're with right now and you're asking them that are going through surgery or going through struggles, physical struggles, medical struggles, emotional struggles, financial struggles, and you're saying them, what do you want me to do for you? Help them to boldly reach out and ask, Lord, and let you help them. Thank you for that. Thank you for all you do with us and for us. Lord, and right now, that one thing that's on our mind that we're struggling with, that we can't let go of, that we can't shake, we need help with, here it is. We're going to take a moment to pause and say, Lord, would you help me with this? Thank you. And thank you for your son. And it's in his precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.